All right, coming to you from viral exile in the heart of the pandemic panic zone, it's time for the Steve Gruber Show, God Bless America, for Tuesday, March 10, 2020. Live from quarantine sector 420, COVID-19, Studio B. Here are three big things you need to know. The CEO of a Texas company says they're ready to move into the animal testing phase for a COVID-19 vaccine. Yes, they say they could have something out before the end of the year. Number two, the coronavirus and the price war over oil between Russia and Saudi Arabia are triggering a massive sell-off around the globe yesterday. The Dow off 2,000 points. Other markets doing poorly as well. And number one, put all that in a blender and see what happens in the primaries. Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden slugging it out. Old Joe is piling up the wins, but let's be serious. Is this really the guy that Democrats want to lead the ticket? All right, so we're in virus exile. If you're just joining us for hour number two here, virus exile, the mothership, and I don't begrudge anybody this. The mothership said, you know, you were at CPAC, and we know that Matt Gaetz and Doug Collins and Ted Cruz have all put themselves into self-quarantine because they were in contact with a gentleman who has tested positive. Now, for us, we don't know. We're not members of the United States Congress or the United States Senate. We have not been told whether or not we came into contact with somebody who was positive for the virus. I have no way of knowing. They know, I don't know, and so it is. And so there you go. So we were moved off-site into this secret location, into the bunker, and we are going to broadcast here for the next couple of weeks at least to make sure we're out of the hot zone, if you will. But as you look around, you have to wonder how this coronavirus is spreading. All right, now it did great damage on the stock market yesterday. The good news today is Dow futures up 1,000 points right now, up 1,000 points. So the market is going to start much stronger today, rebounding. Yesterday it lost 2,013 points. All of which is the backdrop for the primaries today. Again, it's Michigan, Missouri, Washington, Mississippi, Idaho, and North Dakota. All going to the polls today. The big prize is Michigan. Bernie Sanders here, Joe Biden here. They all came here in a hopes of winning Michigan because Michigan is key to the 2020 election on November the 3rd, too. So we'll keep an eye on all of that. But the good news out of China and the good news out of South Korea, the number of coronavirus cases there plummeting. Italy, different story. Italy yesterday, the prime minister there expanded the travel ban and the travel restrictions to include the entire country. In Spain, schools are being closed down. In Boston and Dublin, the St. Patrick's Day parades coming up in a week have been shut down, canceled. Is it an overreaction? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Let me give you an example, though, here, because you hear people talking about, well, the children are getting sick. The children are not getting sick. Strangely enough, when it comes to this coronavirus, the children are, in fact, not getting sick, specifically not getting sick. And the Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams, commented about that yesterday during the task force daily update, which was joined by the president. We'll get to some of his comments in a moment. But first, I want you to hear the Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams, talking about COVID-19 seemingly not affecting children much at all. It's bite number five with the Surgeon General. Bite five. Go.
Now, what we also want communities to know is that if you are a child or young adult, you are more likely to die from the flu if you get it than you are to die from coronavirus. So there is something about being young that is protective.
And they don't know what that is. There's something about it that keeps young people relatively unaffected from this virus. Those most at risk are those with underlying health conditions and those that are above the age of 60. And so that will keep you in a much smaller group. But if you're in generally good health, there's no real need to risk any concern here. So that brings us back to the stock market. Why the massive panic? And I'm going to say we may not have reached the bottom yet, but right now, a lot of stocks are on sale. A lot of big stocks, energy stocks, took a pounding yesterday. British Petroleum was down, I think, 23%, as an example. British Petroleum has some other systemic issues, though. ExxonMobil went down, but not that far. Today, the stock market coming back 1,000 points up are the futures to open 1,000 points up. That will be good news. That'll erase half of the losses from yesterday. The worst day on the market since 2008 was yesterday. Biggest point loss ever. But percentage-wise, I think 2008 had a day that was actually worse. Is the volatility over? No, it's not. Is it all, you know, smooth sailing from here? No, it's not. But unless you're getting out of the market today permanently, don't panic. That's all I can tell you, don't panic, because it's not going to do you any good anyway. Getting all worked up and panicking isn't going to accomplish anything for you at this point. So, stay the course. Now, the president yesterday, one of the things that might have helped temper the bottom of the market, the president coming out and saying it's time to make some moves as far as making sure people have the financial resources to deal with coronavirus, encouraging employers not to punish an employee that doesn't come to work because they're ill. Make sure they still get a paycheck, because if you don't, they could infect your entire workforce potentially. And there are some hot spots out there. There are some hot spots out there that need to be addressed. We'll talk about that in a moment. But first, the president talking about cutting payroll taxes and boosting the economy because a crashed economy along with an illness concern or panic, if you will, is a bad double whammy. Bite number three with the president yesterday. Bite three.
We are going to be asking tomorrow. We're seeing the Senate. We're going to be meeting with House Republicans, Mitch McConnell, everybody, and discussing a possible payroll tax cut or relief, substantial relief, very substantial relief. That's a big number. We're also going to be talking about hourly wage earners getting help so that they can be in a position where they're not going to ever miss a paycheck. We're going to be working with companies and small companies, large companies, a lot of companies, so that they don't get penalized for something that's not their fault. It's not their fault. It's not our country's fault. This was something that we were thrown into, and we're going to handle it, and we have been handling it very well. The big decision was early when we shut down our borders. We're the first ones ever to do that. We've never done that in our country before.
And a little bit later here on the program, we're going to check in with that Texas company who said that they have a vaccine ready to move into the animal testing phase. They say they believe it's fully functional and that they'll have a vaccine for COVID-19 coronavirus by the end of the year, which would also be good news. So we'll keep an eye on the stock market today, and we'll keep moving forward. Coming up, we're going to talk about how election officials can guard against malicious online factors. It's critical today on this primary day, Super Tuesday 2, on the Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You've heard about recent changes to no-fault auto insurance here in Michigan, and you may think your rates are going down. What you may not have heard is that you'll need to buy millions of dollars in additional coverage in case you're an at-fault driver. If you cause an accident, they could take everything you own. Never before have Michigan drivers had to consider this, but with the new law, there's no limit to your liability. Tell your elected officials to go back and fix what they've done. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behaviour through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra bucks is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behaviour. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.